Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Ranger Lifestyle. I'm your host, Micah Stivic, here with...
Kira.
Sabrina.
Okay, today we're talking about the importance of being nice here at Redwood. Let's go. And then the jamming music plays right here. And then, you know, a little pause, then we go back into it. Okay, this is part of a special three-part series where we're discussing Mr. Shin's famous phrase, get involved, work hard, be nice. Today's episode, the third and final episode, is be nice. I'm here with two experts at being nice, Kira Vixler and Sabrina. I don't know how to say your last name. why don't you both introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about what you do here at Redwood.
Absolutely. My name is Kira Bixler. I'm a sophomore here at Redwood. I'm very involved in FBLA, ASB, choir, cheer, and many other programs here at Redwood. This is a wonderful school, and I'm so glad to be here.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Hirani. I'm a senior at Redwood High School, and I'm involved in FBLA, CSF, the Redwood Gigantea, and I'm glad that I'm here.
Okay, so be nice. Just want to start off because that's a very general term. What do you think Mr. Shin means when he's talking to us and he's like, oh, you gotta be nice, you know? What does he mean by that?
Redwood is even more than a family, because families can be dysfunctional. Redwood's a community. And so with Mr. Shin's phrase, he's showing the importance of expressing that community and finding a place where everyone can belong and respect one another.
I mean, going off of what you said, I totally agree. Redwood is a big community, and I feel like he's trying to get us like to be all together by being kind with one another. And I feel like that you can just make someone's day with being kind. And yeah.
So it's about building community.
Yes.
What do you think, like, is there like an end goal to like we've reached community, or should we just, or is it more like we're always striving to be a better community?
We can always strive for more. I think right now a lot of people are experiencing this, I don't know, loss since COVID. We had such a great community here at Redwood, and we're still working to rebuild that. So all these different clubs, organizations, and classes are working their hardest to regain that sense of community and togetherness. I do believe it's getting much closer, but it's always a work in progress.
I mean, yeah, I totally agree. Even if we're at the point of like, yes, we are a community, I feel like we can just strive to be better in many different ways.
Yeah, okay. So what do you think is like the right... I always ask this question about things. What do you think is the heart posture behind being a person that's like being nice? Like it beyond just the action, what's the attitude that you're bringing to the table to be a person that's like fulfilling this and like bringing people closer to Redwood and like into community? Like what's the attitude that a person that builds community goes into the community with?
I have two phrases that I live by. The first one is, don't be the best in the world, be the best for the world. So no matter what you do, it's not about striving for the first place ribbon, it's about stepping back and seeing how you can benefit others. And my other favorite phrase is, people always remember how you made them feel above anything else. So when you're leaving a legacy here at Redwood High School, it is important above anything you could ever do to make people feel special and included and like they belong.
I feel like going into this, you just have to be open with the person, understand what like they're going through. And I feel like you just treat others the way you want to be treated. I think it's the most important thing. Because, you know, you have to be kind with one another. And if you're, like, being mean, then I feel like it just, like, comes back to you in, like, another way.
Okay, so I'm going to tell a little story. Okay. It's my friend's story. Okay. And so my friend was one day in class. They pulled me aside to tell me this story. How they were in the locker room chilling one day. And then someone kind of bumped into them. And then they said, excuse me. And they said, oh, no, it's my bad. Then the person said, oh, no, it's my bad. And that was the end of the story. They were just so happy that that person showed that that decency. That person was, by the way, Kira Vixler. That's why I invited her. I feel like there's a lot to that where it's like just the small things can like stick with someone. We think a lot about how like the bad things stick with us because there's a lot of, you know, bad things. But I just think there's like a lot to, you know, the little things and improving someone's day. What do you think about that?
I completely agree. It is all about the little things building up every day. It's the smallest of actions that create a habit. I believe, I might get the statistics slightly wrong, but I believe it takes over 30 days to create a habit and less than 3 to break it. So it's about every day, no matter if it's an A day for you or a B day, going into a room with the expectation that you are going to make everybody in there feel special and included.
I totally agree with that. I think it's the little things that matter a lot. In my life, personally, I've, like, been through situations where, you know, I always, like, look at, like, the bad things that someone has done, and I always, like, you know, stuck with them, that, oh, that they did something bad, so obviously they're, like, technically a bad person, but, you know, it could be, like, the smallest little kindness things that they do that show a lot about a person, and, you know, that, like, teaches me a lot to like be kind and, you know, show an act of kindness to others as well.
Okay, so you both are talking a lot about understanding others and accepting and making them feel included. Why do you think that's important?
I strongly believe that everyone ever has felt excluded and like they don't belong in a situation at some point in their life, and I'm included in that. And when you feel that emotion, you can understand that others have felt that too. And I would never want to make anyone ever feel like that. So every day, if there's anything I can do to make sure people feel like they truly do belong, that is something I absolutely strive for.
In my life, personally, I have been through situations where I don't belong in like groups and stuff. Like, I'm always like the third wheel in type in like groups, if you would call it that. And you know, I try to not be that type of person. I try to include people in many different scenarios, like what Kira said. I think that's very important, and I feel like it just, you know, it makes someone's day happy.
Okay, do you guys have any tips for nice things you can do for other people?
When you have a nice thought in your head, say it out loud, because it really will make somebody's day. The smallest things, whether it's something like, oh my gosh, your hair looks really good today, or I saw how hard you worked on that project and it was really impressive. It's the smallest things that really do brighten someone's day, and then it's passed along. So if we can all strive to just say one nice thing even a day, it will create the Redwood community into something even better than it's ever been before.
Exactly what she said, like saying, you know, one nice thing to everyone. I feel like also if someone like needs help in anything, you could, you know, try and help them out. If we're more talking about like community aspects, you know, volunteering, stuff like that, if that makes, you know, your day happy and another person's day happy, you know, I'd say go for it. So, yeah.
Okay, so we got, you know, a little checklist for anyone listening. You gotta, you know, say something nice to someone if you think it, once a day, okay? And then also have a heart to be ready to help people. I think that goes definitely a long way. Yeah, we have a lot of people that are just like, they do help people, but they're just so like unwilling to do it still, even though they do help you. And just having a heart of like being ready to help, it catches people off guard, and it's really good. So I think that's all I have to talk about. I always make my guests come up with the sign off. So if either of you wants to come up with a sign off.
Sure. So for today, let's just stick with be kind.
Be kind. There we go. Awkward silence.